And now it is time for our weekly myth conception. This week, Greer Jackson has been enjoying some fava beans and a nice Chianti while investigating whether we can trust Hollywood's depiction of psychopaths.
There's a particularly chilling scene in a film which has always stuck with me. Hannibal Lecter sauteing the prefrontal lobe of Paul Crendler's brain in white wine and shallots. In my eyes, Hannibal the Cannibal is the ultimate villain because A, he's exceptionally skilled at killing people and feels no remorse or empathy. Ergo, you can't barter your way out of this one. B, he has this distinguished career further veiling his ability to eat people. Oh, and not to mention, he's highly intelligent and can outsmart everyone in the FBI. A plus B plus C means once Hannibal's got his eye on you, you're toast, possibly served with a side of quince jelly. The idea that psychopaths like Hannibal exist is terrifying, and even more so given the fact that some scientists think they make up 1% of the population. Think about how many people you've met over your life. Statistically, you're going to have met a few. That weird guy on the tube, your highly manipulative ex-girlfriend, and, depending on how much you like your job, your boss. The thing is, a meta-analysis looked at 187 papers charting psychopathy and intelligence and found no evidence that psychopaths are smarter. The study looked at those with esteemed careers as well as those in prison. And you know what they found? Psychopaths, in fact, scored significantly below average on intelligence tests. So if intelligence isn't one of the key traits of a psychopath, then what is? First and foremost, let's just have a look at what psychopathy is. It's a personality disorder, and because of that, it falls on a spectrum, much like age and height. It's commonly diagnosed using a 20-part checklist. In the States, if you score 30 out of 40, you're deemed a psychopath. And in the UK, it's a little lower. The cutoff is 25. This checklist measures a number of traits, which includes things like callousness, insincerity, selfishness, an inability to plan for the future or accept responsibility for your actions, overconfidence, impulsivity, and violence. Turn all those traits up to maximum, like sliding up all the inputs on our mixing desk in the studio here, and you're a psychopath. However, turn up a few, and you might have some psychopathic traits. But it doesn't make you a psychopath. And what's more is that researchers from Oxford University have actually found you may be more successful in your career if you have some of these traits. Those diagnosed as a psychopath commonly have a different brain structure, with deficiencies in the amygdala and the orbital frontal cortex. These two areas are associated with emotions and decision-making. Which makes sense if you think back to that long list of traits before: the callousness, the selfishness, the inability to plan for the future, the confidence, the manipulation. And whilst it's those traits that make psychopaths seem cleverer than they are, statistically speaking, they're not. It's a facade, which means if Hannibal the Cannibal does break through our TV screens into reality, you can rest assured it's unlikely he'll be able to outsmart the FBI forever.
Greer Jackson there, and if you've got any suspicious science or perhaps another myth that Hollywood has been perpetuating that you'd like us to probe, do email us at chris@nakedscientist.com.